Jay? Jamie swung his legs off the bunk and stood up. Hold on for a second. He grabbed his discarded coveralls and pulled them on. As he sealed the Velcro front seam, he stepped to the door and unlatched it. Something wrong? He asked. She had changed from her standard coveralls to a bulky, loose-fitting, nubby turtleneck sweater and a pair of shapeless, baggy slacks. She sure isn't flaunting her body, Jamie thought. But she does like bright colors. The sweater was coral red, the slacks sunshine yellow. Now, nothing wrong, she said, holding up a sealed plastic bag in one hand. Just your vitamin delivery service, mate. Oh, Jamie took the bag from her hand. This week's supply of the supplements you'll need, she said. Shekhtar had personally delivered the vitamin supplements to every member of the expedition all through the flight from Earth. Right. Don't want you coming down with scurvy, Shekhtar said, almost impishly. The whole ground team of the first expedition had done just that when their vitamin supplement supply had been contaminated. No, Jamie agreed. Once is enough. Do you have time for a nightcap, or are you ready for sleep? He almost snorted at her. After the blast you guys had, you still want a nightcap? Orange juice, Jamie. Blood sugar. I thought you'd be needing aspirin. No worries, she said, leading the way toward the galley. I didn't drink enough to hurt. The dome was dimly lit now. Since the partitions of the privacy compartments only rose 8 feet high, nighttime illumination was kept low. Where'd you learn those songs? He asked, following her across the shadowy floor.
The benefits of a college education.
Some education. Vijay looked at him curiously.
Didn't you ever get drunk at college and sing bawdy songs?
No, I guess not, Jamie said, thinking of how many Navajos he had seen reeling from beer.
You don't have to look so disapproving, she said with a smile.
I didn't realize I was.
You're scowling like a cut snake.
Like a what?
I mean, it's not as if we'd gone completely Devo. Nobody jumped me.
She isn't drunk or hungover, Jamie realized. She's the expedition's psychologist as well as our medic. This little visit isn't personal, it's professional. She's testing me. Is she wearing perfume? He wondered. A faint, flowery scent tickled his nostrils. Maybe she's using perfume to cover up body odor. Without the water from the recycler, they had gone without showering after their long, sweaty day of physical labor.
I wish somebody had brought some beer along,
Shekhtar said as she tapped the dispenser for a squirt of orange juice. Once the water line was working properly, they would mix powdered concentrate with fresh water and save the precious prepackaged supplies for emergencies. Why wish for beer when you've got champagne? Jamie asked. She shrugged, and the motion stirred him despite the bulky sweater.
Aussie beer is a lot better than Aussie fizz, she said.
Jamie wished for hot chocolate, settled for a tea bag and a squirt of hot water.
Rank has its privileges, Shekhtar murmured as they sat at the table.
Jamie blinked at her, puzzled.
You're using some of our reserve water supply, she explained.
Oh, that. We'll bring the generator online tomorrow. We won't run short of water. She leaned back in her chair, as relaxed as if they were in a neighborhood cafe.
If we do run short, we'll have to return to Earth, won't we?
We won't.
You're very confident.
Jamie made himself smile at her. Is this a psych test? She smiled back.
No, not really. I just wanted a chance to talk to you privately for a few minutes. Hard to do on the ship.
Easier here.
Yes. Much roomier here in this dome.
So? Shekhtar took a sip of juice, then put her plastic cup down on the table. Leaning slightly toward Jamie, she said,
You and Dex are going to have an explosion soon if you're not careful.
So that's it, Jamie thought. Aloud, he replied, No, we're not. I won't let that happen.
How can you prevent it?
Jamie hesitated, then answered, I'm not going to lose my temper. I can understand how he feels, and I'm not going to let it bother me.
It already bothers you. That's obvious.
Look, Jamie said, I know that Dex's father was a major driving force behind getting this expedition funded, but we're a long way from Daddy now. Dex is going to have to figure that out for himself. Here on Mars, it doesn't count who your father is or what happened back on Earth. Here on Mars, the only thing that counts is what you can do, what you can accomplish.
Nice theory, but...
I'm not going to let him get under my skin, Jamie insisted, consciously keeping himself from clenching his fists. The work we've got to do here is too important to let personalities get in the way.
Do you really think you can spend a year and a half here without some sort of confrontation?
Shekhdar's face was deadly serious, her eyes locked onto Jamie's. Yes, he said. He couldn't look away from those eyes, so deep and dark, shining and grave. Her midnight black hair was pulled away from her face, pinned back behind her neck. Jamie wondered what she would do if he reached back there and unpinned it, let it fall loosely around her shoulders. He recalled that it had been nearly a year since he'd made love. Shekhdar seemed to sense something. She looked away briefly. I can do it, Jamie assured her, trying to keep his voice light and relaxed. I won't let him get to me.
The stoic Indian, hey? She said, without humor. Let your enemies burn you at the stake without uttering a peep?
Jamie grasped her slender wrist. Nobody's going to burn me, and nobody's going to die here. We're going to explore as much of this planet as we can, and Dex will just have to learn that he's a member of the team, not the mission director.
He's an alpha male, you know, just like you.
What's that mean? Shekhdar looked into his eyes again.
You're both natural leaders. You both have to be top dog. It's a prescription for trouble. Maybe disaster.
Feeling nettled, almost angry, Jamie asked, How did you psychologists allow the two of us to come on this mission?
Because, she answered, Dex was clever enough to hide it. He knew what the psychologists were testing for, and he fooled all of them.
You too?
Me too, she admitted. It wasn't until the two of you started arguing on the way out here that I realized what a mistake we made.
You mean I've got the same psychological profile as he does?
You're both alpha males. That's clear as sunshine. You're natural-born competitors.
Jamie shook his head, more in wonder than disbelief. She mistook the gesture.
Look at what you did on the first expedition. You took it over, didn't you? You overwhelmed that Russian cosmonaut who was supposed to be the leader of the ground team, and you even pushed the mission director into letting you go to the Grand Canyon, didn't you?
Well, yeah. Very seriously, she said.
That's alpha male behavior, Jamie. Top dog. Ruler of the roost. King of the hill.
And you're saying Dex is just like me?
Same profile. Different personality in many ways, but he's got the same kind of devils driving him that you have.
Jamie blew out a breath. Then he asked, Are you having the same talk with him?
Not yet. I wanted to speak with you first.
Do you think talking to him will do any good?
No. Frankly, I don't.
Hmm.
He can't alter his basic personality any more than you can. You can't change yourself. The only reason I brought this up to you is because you're the mission director, and I thought you had to know what you're up against.
What we're all up against. Us, Jamie said.
That's right, Shekhdar agreed. We're all in the same canoe, aren't we?
Jamie mulled it over in silence for several moments. Shekhdar watched him, unmoving, leaving her wrist in his grasp. Okay, Jamie said at last. I don't know if it'll do any good to mention this to Dex or not.
It might heighten his competitive drive, give him a stimulus to push harder.
Then leave him alone, Jamie said quickly. Let me deal with it. She disengaged her wrist gently.
I'll try to help all I can, Jamie.
He grinned ruefully. Maybe you could slip a couple of kilos of tranquilizers into his vitamin supply. She smiled back at him.
Sorry to drop this load on you the first night, but I thought you'd better know about it as soon as possible.
Right. Thanks. She gulped down the rest of her orange juice, then said good night and headed for her quarters. Jamie sat alone in the dim nighttime lighting. The dome structure was darkened by an electrical current that polarized the plastic to keep the interior heat from escaping into the frigid night. Everyone else was asleep, or at least in their own quarters. Watching Schechter walk away from